Heroes of the Skies, written by Michael Veitch and read by Michael Veitch. I'd always been under the impression that by the time Ed was operating in early 1944, the Japanese Air Force had been wrestled from the air and was not really a force to be reckoned with in the Southwest Pacific. No fear, he corrects me, recounting encounter after encounter with Japanese fighters, indicated by the word interception, which recurs ominously in his logbook. We had a squadron chief executive officer who no one liked and was always complaining about missing out on getting flight pay. So Joe said, "Okay, you can come on the next trip." It was to be a reconnaissance flight, which didn't sound too perilous, so he put his name down to go. The staff officer was to wish he hadn't. The trip involved taking a look at the Japanese fighter airfield at Kamiri. "We were attacked by 15 Mitsubishi A6M Zeros," says Ed. His job was to cart the ammunition boxes to the various gunners. "Now those boxes weighed about 130 pounds, and he is carrying them like feathers," laughs Ed. At interrogation, he was speechless, couldn't say anything. Walking back to his hut, he just dropped his parachute on the ground. We didn't see him for 2 days. He said later, "You can have your flight pay." That shut him up. He was a miserable character anyway. But they could hit back, and did. Regular radio messages from Z-Force commandos operating inside Japanese-occupied territories informed them of much of the enemy's movements. One day they radioed they'd seen a large number of Japanese fighters travelling down from the north. They didn't know where they were going, but if we were quick enough, we'd catch them as they refuelled at their base at Hollandia, just inside Dutch New Guinea, Ed recalls. That night the Liberators went out, and up to 200 Japanese aircraft were caught and destroyed on the ground. On one occasion, Dottie's double became a fighter herself, with the cryptic entry, "Shot down a Nick," listed in May 1944. My ears prick up as Ed unwraps the story. "We were coming back from Halmahera," he says, "just cruising along, and suddenly we realised we were coming up behind three or four Jap aircraft which hadn't seen us. We identified them as Nicks."